help your soul by punishing your body.
We read from Philippians 3. But whatever was to my profit, I now consider loss for the sake of Christ. What is more, I consider everything a loss compared to the surpassing greatness of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things. I consider them rubbish, that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness that comes from God and is by faith. When Martin Luther entered the Augustinian monastery in Erfurt, it was no small sacrifice. He gave up his college education in order to become a monk. He gave up his freedom, for he swore absolute obedience to his superiors and to the Augustinian rules for living. He gave up his family, both past and future, as his fellow monks would now be his brothers, and the prior would be his father. There would be no wife or children. He gave up his earthly goods, even the shirt off his back, and donned the black robe of the Augustinian order of monks. He would be on his knees scrubbing floors, getting up in the middle of the night to pray when other people were sleeping. He would humble himself to go around begging and to perform many other inglorious tasks. If anyone could sing, "Hence all earthly treasure, Jesus is my treasure, Jesus is my choice," you would think it would be Brother Martin. "Hence all empty glory, naught to me thy story told with tempting voice." The Apostle Paul could have sung this hymn. He too had an excellent education, a devout Hebrew upbringing. No one could find fault with his piety and devotion. But all the advantages that his birth and education, his wealth and connections could bring him, he now considered to be loss. Nothing. What's more, he would rather know Christ than have anything else that came along. If he could be found connected with Jesus Christ, everything else that he might gain looked like so much refuse. Jesus was his choice. Now he was right with God, the apple of God's eye. Not because he had scrubbed floors, or said masses, or even because he had been whipped and shipwrecked. Paul was right with God because he was connected with Jesus. Connected with him whose righteousness had overcome death itself. Pain, loss, shame, cross, what could incite him to trade away a Savior who has the cure for death by every cause? And what could separate him from the love of God in Christ Jesus? Of course, that was not the song that Martin Luther was singing when he became a monk, was it? He gave up all earthly treasure, he gave up all earthly glory, but not because Jesus was his choice. He gave up all of those things because he felt he lacked God's favor. He scorned those earthly things in order to deserve God's grace. Now we all know the end of the movie, how Brother Martin later found God's favor. And it was not by giving up his guitar, but it was in connection with Jesus Christ, of whom the Holy Scriptures do sing. Jesus Christ, who really gave up everything to make us right with God. Jesus, who let the life flow from his veins so that we might enjoy life forever. That's who found poor Brother Martin. And then Martin Luther was ready to stand before threatening princes, emperors, and armies. Then he was ready to lose everything, not because it would gain him heavenly riches or even a warm feeling, but because he already had all heavenly riches in that Savior who loved us and gave himself for us. For his sake, Luther would sing, "And take they our life, goods, fame, child, and wife. Las faran dahin, let them go. They yet have nothing won. The kingdom ours remaineth." Stanza 4.